the most famous and, dare I say, controversial tshuvas of the last few hundred years. And that's a well-known tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelas Yaivetz. The topic of the tshuva is abortion. A woman was mizana tachas baila. She was an ishes ish. She was mizana beratzen. And she became pregnant with a child. This child wasn't her husband's child, but rather this child that she was carrying was the child of the Baal, which means that when this child was going to be born, the child was going to be a mamzer. The Shaila was asked to the Chavis Yor. Yaakov Emden begins his tshuva quoting the Chavis Yor. And the Shaila was asked to the Chavis Yor, the woman wanted to abort the child, because naturally it would be very embarrassing for her to give birth to this child. The child would be a mamzer, wouldn't be able to get married. And the question was, can she abort the child or not? So the Chavis Yor was doicha the Shoyal very, very strongly. Rabbi Yaakov Emden saw this tshuva, and he kind of back to the Chavis Yor. I don't understand why you would doicha this woman so strongly. For although I'm afraid to issue a kula, but I can clearly make the argument that this is something that would be okay. It's a long tshuva. He goes into the general topic of abortion and how the Torah views the life of a fetus, of an unborn child. Do we view it as a life? Do we not view it as a life? If somebody kills such a child, is it Ritzicha, Yehara Guval Yavar? So he goes through a lot of the different issues in that tshuva. But as it relates to this woman, this Eishas Ish that was Mizana, Zokrib Yaakov Emden, you can make a very strong case that it would be okay for her to do what she did. And the reason, what she wants to do. And it's based on the fact that in the times of Chazal, this woman would have been Chayiv Misas Bezdin. Because an Eishas Ish, that's Mizana, is Chayiv Misa. If she was Chayiv Misas Bezdin, Bezdin would have killed her. Not only would Bezdin have killed her, they would have killed her and the child that she was carrying. Because that's the halacha. That a woman who's Chayiv Misas Bezdin, and she's pregnant, Bezdin kills her and kills the child. And says from Yaakov Emden that even though today there's no Misas Bezdin, but it's a Gemara, Masechta Sota, Daf Ches Amud Beis. And this Gemara is quoted in other areas of Shas as well. That Afal Pi She Arba Misas Bezdin Batlu, Din Arba Misas Bezdin Lai Batlu. That means this woman even today is Chayiv Misa. If this woman today is Chayiv Misa, she's Chayiv Misa. The child to a certain degree is Chayiv Misa as well. She's a dead woman walking, as is the child. As a result, you can't tell me that if you kill this child, you're a Ritzeach. Because you're dealing with people that are Chayiv Misa's Bezin anyways. And says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you can even argue that maybe it would be a mitzvah to kill the child. And not only maybe it would be a mitzvah to kill the child, maybe if this woman committed suicide right now and killed herself, it would also be a mitzvah. She's being Mekayim, a din in the Gemara. Din Arba Misa's Bezin, Loibotlu. And he says, Gedoyla Mizu Matzinu, you find that there were times where there were people that were Ma'abed Atzmal Nadas, they committed suicide. In parentheses there, he quotes the Koyves of the Gemara, and then the Mesachtes Ksubas B'yem Shemes Rebbe, who jumped off the roof because he had Chalich Zadas. He says, that Gemara Sarach. But in general, I get the idea. The idea is if someone's Chayiv Misa, his blood is Hefker to a certain extent. That he's allowed to kill himself. If he can kill himself, he can kill the child. She can kill the child. And that was the argument he wanted to make. That even if you'll tell me that in general, abortion is something that's Aser, and even if it's very Chomer, this is different. Because being that Bimei Chazal, this woman and the child would have died, they would have gotten Misas Bezdin. And Din Arba Misas Bezdin like Batlus, so she's just as Chayiv Misas Bezdin today as she was then. And in fact, if the world was perfect, it would even play itself out today the way it was supposed to play out, that she would die together with the Uber. Therefore, you can't tell me that it's going to be a regular Isser to kill this child. And that was the Heta that he wanted to suggest.
If you kill her, it'd be
Rav Moshe, in Igris Moshe, and it's a Choshe Mishpat Chelik Beis, Simin Samach Tes. Rav Moshe over there has a long tshuva where he discusses abortion in general. And it's a long tshuva. He goes through a lot of different topics. He quotes Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam in this tshuva. There's lumdas here. There's a lot of halacha over here. At the end of the tshuva, he brings the hine. B'sheilas yaivetz, chelik alef simim em gimel, ro'isi dvarim, sheloi nitnu leheyomer. Things that posh you can't even repeat. Sheba uber mamzer, that if the child is a mamzer, mato lahapo mitam sho isho bizman sho yisan hejib lishik sagozes, hoi mechayv eno isa miso, v'loi hoi mamtina mancho yivolet. The gam shneim nechshav avlad kibar kitola va'avshav esman azalekus sanhedrin va'avdin aloy gomru. However, you have din arba misas bezin. He quotes the tshuva for Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Va'oid herich bazed loyka chaves yor shekase bepshito shalekus shum chilk. Says Rav Moshe umamish dvorim betelim him. I believe that this tshuva is dvorim betelim avshekase bazed adam godok Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden did write it, so you would argue at the very least you could rely on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Says Rav Moshe it's mamish dvorim betelim. I'll just read you a few lines. Ki kol chayve misas. afilu oivet avodah zarah umechal shabbos uba al arayis beedim ubehasra gemura vegam kvar ba dinay lifnei asanhedrin v'noita lehem adin shechayim misa mikol makom kolz man shloi amru hapsak din shechayim misa ubefanov dafka v'horgoy echad nerag olav kahirei gadam shloi chata meyaylon. And if somebody would kill a person who's on death row, who's chayim misa's bezdin, even if bezdin did everything but issue the psak din, there's no question in the world that person would be chayiv misa. There's no difference if this person's chayiv misa or he's not chayiv misa. So how in the world could Rabbi Yaakov Emden say that this woman's allowed to kill herself? Somebody would kill her, like you ask. That person would be chayiv misa. So how could it be okay for her to kill herself, and how could it be okay for her to kill the child that she's carrying? So it's a long tshuva. At the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe says as follows. Kosafti calls it. The reason I was meirich in this tshuva is l'inyan apirza hagdoyla ba'olam. It's because this is something that unfortunately is done around the world. Sha'amalchiyos, da'harbe medina sitiru laharig ubrim. There are many countries that permit abortion. Gam roshe ha'medina b'medinas Yisrael. Even there, they're allowing it. V'kfar nergu uborim le'ein mispar she'bezman hazeh. Oyd yesh tzorich lasi sog l'teira. And he says there's already an amount of babies that were killed, le'ein mispar, and it's as a result, I feel we have to make a siyag. Koshkin shalei lasis kulois be'iser etzicha, and he goes on to talk about why he believes it's asa. Then he says something very interesting. He says, lochei nishtoimamti. He says, I was nispal, beroisi tshuva michocha mechod be'eretz Yisrael, hanichtov le'menal beis achsidim shari tzedek, v'nitfas b'choberes asya yudgimli. He says, I saw a tshuva that was written from a chocham gadol in Eretz Yisrael. It's in his 13th volume of his child's tshuvas. He's referring to Rabbi Waldenberg in the Tzitz Eliezer, where he wanted to argue, and I saw the tshuva, I looked up this tshuva. He says that a mother who went for a sonogram and they did testing on the Uber and they determined that this baby is going to be born with Tay Sachs. Rav Waldenberg said that you can abort the child up to 7 months. 7 months and on, he makes the case that's already, the child is too advanced, he can't kill the child at that point. But up to 7 months, Rav Waldenberg was matter killing this child. Umitam ze vechulu, and Rav Moshe writes that he doesn't understand how in the world he could be mata such a thing. At the end, he just says vein litois velismoi chal tshuvas chacham ze v'shori le'mori b'ze. May Hashem forgive him for writing such a tshuva. And Rav Moshe was very, very strong. In fact, toich dvar, in the middle of the tshuva, Rav Moshe says mitam ze amarti lahoroi from shomrei Torah. I told doctors that shomrei Torah not to take the Tay Sachs test. They shouldn't do it on mothers because he was afraid that number one, if they're going to do it, they may be tempted to be matted to abort the child. Even if they themselves are not going to do it, once the mother knows that she's carrying such a child, she may go to a doctor that's not a Shem Yitera Mitzvah or a non-Jewish doctor, and the non-Jewish doctor will do it. And it'll come out that this Jewish doctor who took the test was Oivilifnei Ivilifnei Mitzvah. Either way, that's how far Rav Moshe goes in this tshuva. It's something that he felt very strongly about. As far as the halacha Rav Moshe held, it's mamish ritzicha, it's shvichas domim. It's based on a very lengthy halachic discussion. In kamakom laharich, it only comes in here because Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that there's a chiluk in this sugya between a regular mother aborting a child and a mother that was nivala bemezid, she's carrying a mamzer. It could be different based on this gemara of din arba mises bez and loyba.